Wealth file number 3. Rich people are committed to being rich. Poor people want to be rich. Ask most people if they want to be rich, and they'd look at you as if you were crazy. Of course I want to be rich, they'd say. The truth, however, is that most people don't really want to be rich. Why? Because they have a lot of negative wealth files in their subconscious mind that tells them there's something wrong with being rich. At our Millionaire Mind Intensive, one of the questions we ask people is, what are some of the possible negatives about being rich or trying to get rich? Here's what some people have to say. See if you can relate to any of these. What if I make it and lose it? Then I'll really be a failure. I'll be at the highest tax bracket, and I'll have to give half my money to the government. It's too much work. I could lose my health trying to get rich. Everyone's going to want a handout. I could be robbed. It's too much responsibility. I'll have to manage all that money. And on and on and on it goes. As I mentioned earlier, each of us has wealth files inside the cabinet called our mind. These files contain our personal beliefs that include why being rich would be wonderful. However, for most people, these files also include information as to why being rich might not be so wonderful. This means they have mixed internal messages about wealth. One part of them gleefully says, having more money will make life a lot more fun. But then another part screams, yeah, but I'm going to have to work like a dog. What's the fun in that? One part says, I'll be able to travel the world. Then the other part chirps in, yeah, and everyone in the world is going to want a handout. These mixed messages may seem innocent enough, but in reality, they are one of the major reasons most people never become rich. You can look at it like this. The universe, which is another way of saying higher power, is akin to a big mail order department. It is constantly delivering people, events, and things to you. You order what you get by sending energetic messages out to the universe based on your predominant beliefs. Again, based on the law of attraction, the universe will do its best to say yes and support you. But if you have mixed messages in your files, the universe can't understand what you want. The number one reason most people don't get what they want is because they don't know what they want. Rich people are totally clear that they want wealth. They are unwavering in their desire. They are fully committed to creating wealth. As long as it's legal, moral, and ethical, they will do whatever it takes to have wealth. Rich people do not send mixed messages to the universe. Poor people do. By the way, when you read the last paragraph, if a little voice inside your head said something to the effect of, rich people don't care if it's legal, moral, or ethical, you are definitely doing the right thing in listening to this recording. You'll soon find out what a detrimental way of thinking that really is. Earlier, we talked about the power of intention. I know it might be hard to believe, but you always get what you want, what you subconsciously want, not what you say you want. Put bluntly, if you are not achieving the wealth you say you desire, there's a good chance it's because first, you subconsciously don't really want wealth, or second, you're not willing to do what it takes to create it. Let's explore further. There are actually 3 levels of so-called wanting. The first level is, I want to be rich. That's another way of saying, I'll take it if it falls in my lap. Wanting alone is useless. Have you ever noticed that wanting doesn't necessarily lead to having? Wealth does not come from merely wanting it. The second level of wanting is, I choose to be rich. This entails deciding to become rich. Choosing is a much stronger energy and goes hand in hand with being responsible for creating your reality. Good, but not good enough. The third level of wanting is, I commit to being rich. The definition of the word commit is to devote oneself unreservedly. This means holding absolutely nothing back, giving 100% of everything you've got to achieving the goal of creating wealth. It means being willing to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. This is the warrior's way. No excuses, no ifs, no buts, no maybes, and failure is not an option. The warrior's way is simple. I will be rich or I will die trying. I commit to being rich. Try saying that to yourself. What comes up for you? For some, it feels empowering. For others, it feels daunting. Most people would never truly commit to being rich. If you ask them, would you bet your life that in the next 10 years you will be wealthy? Most would say, no way. That's the difference between rich people and poor people. It's precisely because people won't truly commit to being rich that they are not rich and most likely never will be. Some might say, Harv, what are you talking about? I work my butt off. I'm trying real hard. Of course I'm committed to being rich. And I would reply that your trying means very little. Again, the definition of commitment is to devote oneself unreservedly. The key word is unreservedly, which means you're putting everything, and I mean everything you've got into it. I hate to have to be the one to tell you this, but getting rich is not a stroll in the park. And anyone who tells you it is either knows a heck of a lot more than me or is a little out of integrity. In my experience, getting rich takes focus, courage, knowledge, expertise, 100% of your effort, a never give up attitude, and of course, a rich mindset. Again, what this means is that if you are not fully, totally, and truly committed to creating wealth, chances are you won't. Are you willing to work 16 hours a day? Rich people are. Are you willing to work 7 days a week and give up most of your weekends? Rich people are. Are you willing to sacrifice seeing your family, your friends, and give up your recreations and hobbies? Rich people are. Are you willing to risk all of your time, energy, and startup capital with no guarantee of returns? Rich people are. It's interesting to note that once you do commit, the universe will bend over backwards to assist you, guide you, support you, and even create miracles for you. But first, you have to commit. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, I commit to being rich. And now, touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Write a short paragraph on exactly why creating wealth is important to you. Be very specific. 2. Meet with a friend or family member who is willing to support you. Tell that person you want to evoke the power of commitment for the purpose of creating greater success. Put your hand on your heart, look that person in the eye, and repeat the following statement. I, and then state your name, do hereby commit to becoming a millionaire or more by such and such a date. When you're done, tell your partner to say, I believe in you. Then you say, thank you.